is not the main issue. That is not what's bringing our country down. What's bringing our country down are the sanctions that this opposition party, working with the other white people, invited on Western countries to impose on our country. There's nothing wrong with us celebrating an end-of-year party saying we worked very hard. It is provided in the Constitution, in the budget that has been constitutionally approved by Parliament with MVC members of Parliament. We never heard the MVC complaining that why are you approving this budget with an entertainment value for the president. More importantly, it is very important to know that we are Africans when there's a death in the family. When somebody is not well, you see that we are having a memorial service. We buy food, we buy alcohol, we celebrate, we don't cry. This is what the MVC wanted us to do. Unfortunately, we are not accepting that.
Mr. Gutu, you're quoted saying that this shows that President Mugabe is not bothered at all by the fact that more than 80% of the people are living on less than $1 a day. Yet, Mr. Nguni is saying, what's wrong with what he's doing?
Look, when you look at a whole head of state of a country of about 13 million people, 80% of whom are living in abject poverty, who then goes ahead to throw one lavish party after another? Which parties, as we all know, are wholly funded by a near bankrupt treasury. That shows you the insensitivity of a government. Instead of reserving whatever little is there left in the treasury to more deserving issues like providing relief to those people, millions of whom, as we know, are already facing starvation. We know that government hospitals and clinics in all urban and even rural areas have no basic medicines, even painkillers like paracetamol. We have a government led by President Robert Mugabe that is very, very fixed on just pursuing their own pleasure as the ruling elite. Just a few days ago, they had another jamboree, an expensive one in Victoria Falls.
Mr. Nguni, I would like you to weigh in on that. Also, of course, in addition to what Mr. Gutu has said, companies in Zimbabwe are closing down, bonuses have not been paid. Yet President Mugabe is saying to Zimbabweans, be resilient.
First of all, let me correct something here. ZANU-PF members contributed money to finance the conference in Victoria Falls. The second point is this. Let's say that the $6,000 was spent on lunch, Sada, Yama, Rice, and Yama. $6,000. What is the issue here? The first lady and one of you and the president, you mentioned they're picking on getting thousands upon thousands of money to deserving causes around the country. So what if they went to have lunch where the opposition is completely empty? The only thing that they know is that they must fight on behalf of white commercial farmers against the ZANU-PF Community Settlement Program. But there is no real policy that they should be attacking on ZANU-PF. This is the Hitman talking, he's a lawyer. He's talking about the land worth about $5,000 worth of spent.
Mr. Gutu, I want to ask you also as opposition. Some are saying, what is the opposition doing to at least step in where there's such a vacuum?
Look, we are doing a lot. We have actually come up with policies. As the MDC, we have come up with a policy document. We have got what we call the Agenda for Your Transformation Act. We've got the Youth Policy Document. That is as a party on our own. Then perhaps more recently, I'm sure all Zimbabweans and other interested stakeholders have come to know what we call the NERA, the National Electoral Reform Agenda document, which document was signed together with about 14 other opposition political parties, the main purpose of which is to clearly articulate the type and nature and extent of electoral reform that we need to come up with to enable free and fair elections to be held in Zimbabwe in 2018.
Mr. Gutu,
let me just jump in. Convergence conference.
Mr. Gutu, if I can just jump in and say, with due respect, some will say 2018, that's many years to come. What about now? What is the opposition doing now to help step in and alleviate this suffering? People are complaining about no bonuses, no pay, no Christmas. And yet you're talking about elections that are such a foregone conclusion in so many people's minds.
Look, we are also taking measures. As you know, our members of parliament, they've been very, very, very vocal. They've come up with motions. They have presented motions on what the government should do to address the deteriorating health delivery system. They've even come up with motions to address the deteriorating health delivery system, like I've already indicated, issues to do with the crippling power shortages, issues to do with the impending starvation. As you know, the El Nino effect Climate change experts have already warned that the whole Southern African region, particularly Zimbabwe, is going to be hard hit and that we're going to have a very short rainy season. Our members of parliament have been actually shining stars. They've come up with alternative policies of what the government should do. The problem that we have in Zimbabwe is we have a government that doesn't listen to anyone. We have a government that is only concerned about its hold on power. If you look at the parliamentary Hansard record, it will show you that both houses of parliament, in the National Assembly and also in the Senate, the upper house, our members of parliament have clearly articulated alternative policies that the government should pursue.
Mm-hmm.
We have even interrogated Honorable Patrick Chinamaso's budget, but we have a government that doesn't even lend an ear to any voices of reason.
One last question for you, Mr. Gutu, before you go. Some are saying Zimbabweans as a whole seem to be just quiet when they should be out in the streets, protesting or really showing their frustration and their anger, but they're not. What is your take on what people are saying is a really passive reaction to a very drastic situation?
Look, Zimbabweans are very resilient people. There's no doubt about that. But we should also look at the government that they are dealing with. We are dealing here with one of Africa, if not the world's most ruthless regime. We are dealing with a regime that has a record of clamping down on any demonstrations, on any forms of dissent, using very high-handed methods. We are dealing with a populace that has literally been cowered into submission. The fact that Zimbabweans have not come out in the open and gone on to the streets does not at all mean that they are happy with what is happening. What is happening is that we are dealing with a police state. Every day, all the streets of the major cities, Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, Mutare, Mashingo, are lined up by police officers. There are intelligence officers at every corner, just waiting to pounce on any form of demonstration. So it is really just a fact of a repressive regime that is always out there to thwart demonstrations rather than a people who are docile. Zimbabweans are not at all docile. If anything, Zimbabweans should be congratulated for being resilient in the face of one of the world's most ruthless and repressive regimes.
Mr. Nguni, are you back with us?